Senior on the history of ISUE. This is ISUE tape number 2, interview with Mr. Bob Cook on the history of the development of ISUE. Mr. Cook, I wonder if you could tell us what you recollect about the beginnings of public higher education in Evansville and the things you did to ensure that public higher education was located here.
Do you know what year it was? I don't remember the year.
It was established in 65. The legislature enacted the legislation in 65, but there probably was some activity prior to 65, and if you remember that, that would be helpful too.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
The first I got involved in this was when Mae Johnson was interested in bringing a school here, a school of medicine. And I met with him several times, and then he had this party out at his house one evening, and he had some of the leading citizens of the community there. And it was at that time that it was decided that we would go ahead and try to get the school here. And about that time, I am blank from then on for a while. Then I, after the legislative session was over and it passed, and Mae Johnson's had been the, in fact, Mae Johnson himself had really been the man behind the scenes at that time. They decided then that he gave Centennial School to the university to use. And then we decided that we needed some ground where we could make a Mid-America University Center, which the School of Medicine would be the first one there. And we hoped that Indiana State could be the one that could have the School of Medicine. So somewhere or another, I was selected to be the chairman of the ISUE fund drive. And from there on, we formed the necessary organization to make this drive. And as far as I know, it was one of the lowest key drives, as well as low in financial cost. And we set out to raise $750,000, and we came up with around $978,000. You want to ask me something else?
Some people have said that public higher education and the need for it resulted from the consensus of some community leaders in the late 50s, in Evansville's time of economic distress, when they decided to revitalize downtown Evansville, bring public higher education, and diversify business and industry in the area. Do you agree with that? I have found others who don't. I wondered if you could.
I don't remember what happened at that time with regard to higher education. That's all I know, and I just don't remember what it was.
About the SIHE drive, I think that this was the first time in the state of Indiana that a local community had given property to a state institution and made it possible, made it easier for them to locate a branch campus in the community. Is that true?
I'm not aware of that, but it sounds very plausible, but I do not know for sure.
As someone who's not lived in Evansville that long, I find it interesting that a community will give of itself in that way. And I find it. I think that Evansville is probably sort of a philanthropic town like that. If there is a need there, people are willing to give. And I wondered if you might talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to remember back. There was quite a few people interested. Wes Heinrich was one of the real pushers of the medical school. And he worked with Mae Johnson and company then, along with Harold McCutcheon, Rolla Nichols, in trying to bring the legislative session to pass this bill, and which they did do. Then as far as the philanthropical part of Evansville, I would say that any town can do it if they really want to get behind it, because the business people, if they will rally around, they can raise the money necessary to do anything they want to.
Stop here. Do you remember what some of the political activity was in Evansville at that time? I know not everyone was for public higher education here. Many were and many were not. And if you could recall some of that activity, who was for it, who was against it?
I don't remember that too well, but I do believe that the majority of the people in Evansville were for higher education. There may be a number of them who were connected with another university that may not have been for it. But as far as I know, the majority of people were definitely for it.
You have continued your role in SIHE and your involvement in the campus 15 years beyond when you worked so hard to get the money together to buy the land on the west side. And I wonder, now that you look at the campus and see what's there, and it's the end of the first phase of the master plan, what your reactions are to the campus and what it has done in the community.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's been 15 years, but I realize that it has, and the campus has certainly grown and really gone far beyond our expectations. And what was the other part you were asking?
Just that it's the end of the first phase of the master plan, what it's done for the community.
And it's been a big asset to the community, and all the people in Evansville are really proud of what has happened. And I'm glad that I was part of this organization that started it. And I have stayed with SIHE because I feel I have a moral obligation to the people who contributed to the SIHE, and I want to see that the money they did donate is going to be used for which it was originally given.
Did you read the article about Herman Wells' autobiography and his assertion that Indiana State coming in here in 1965 and establishing the campus here had destroyed Evansville? And do you agree that it has had an adverse effect on University of Evansville?
I read the report that you're talking about from Herman Wells, but I was not familiar with the context of it prior to the time of reading it. I do not believe in any way that it has injured the University of Evansville. In fact, I think it has made it a larger university and even greater. Competition definitely makes things better for all of us.
I keep hearing from people I talk to that there's nothing wrong with having a McDonald's on one side of the street and a Burger Chef on the other. Why were you personally willing to become involved in SIHE? And I know that you've stayed with it because of a moral obligation to the people, but there must have been something that gave you a dedication to purpose, all of you who worked together in SIHE, to keep on going. And if you could talk about that, and maybe in terms of some of your philosophies that you use even in business to achieve your goals.
When I found out that it was possible to bring the Indiana State to Evansville and make a campus which would become the Mid-America University Center, it was just such a great idea that I couldn't help but believe that I could be a part of it. And I was so pleased that they selected me that I went all out and did everything I could to help make it possible to bring the Mid-America University Center to Evansville.